Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Sorry, guys. This ain't the Tiger King. Yeah. This is Sailors and Sticks. You got Nick Church here.
You got Brian Brown here.
All right. And this is our first podcast. And look, guys, we've got a lot of y'all texting us and messaging us. And we're a little nervous that the bar's a little high for this first episode.
Yeah. Cut us a break here. We're just trying to figure everything out. But we'll promise you we'll give you a better product next time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, anyways, go ahead and get started here. So, we're sitting here in Virginia Beach, headquarters of Sailors and Sticks out here in Hampton Roads. Shout out to the Seven Cities. And so, right now, I'm sitting here. I'm smoking on a Leaf by Oscar. Anyone that's on our Facebook page knows that that seems to be like the going cigar that we have. What I'm drinking on is some Willett. Pot still bourbon, one of my favorite ones, very smooth, a little ice cube inside of it, and just chilling, just having a good time.
Yeah, I got the Archetype, the master, Rick Charles hooked us up with these, gave the group a good solid recommendation, and sent us a bunch of sticks, so we've been passing them with the group. It's a good smoke. Right now I'm drinking this Lost Cities from LA. Nick Church hooked me up with it. It's a good rum. All you sailors need to get on this rum. It's pretty tasty.
Very legit. Not a big rum guy personally, but if you're a bourbon drinker, then you need to check that out. So without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and get gone. We've got some segments laid out here, trying to make this as structured as possible. Again, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can make this a thing, build on it, and get going. So first off, we're going to start off with the USS Richard. Everyone's aware that on Sunday, they had a fire breakout on board the ship. That fire burned for over 4 days. Pretty legit. I mean, fire, if you think about, I can't think of anything. Even the USS Miami is the closest thing, and we'll talk about the Miami here in a minute, but it's pretty amazing what you think about, and you know, and whatnot. So us being here, a group that supports the Navy and whatnot, I think everybody's kind of took a hit when we saw that, seeing that on TV and whatnot, and it really hit us. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just want to say thanks. You guys have reached this goal for over $10,000, and it's not me and Nick. Nick and I decided to start this thing, but we just want to reach back out to you guys and say we couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah.
This is huge. This is something that we were sitting in our respective places talking about, and we're like, well, what do you think about $1,000? And I was kind of stretched with that, and Nick had some stuff bounced off me, and we said, maybe three. And then you guys did that in less than 12 hours. And that was huge. And then now we're sitting here literally 3 days later from when we started, and we're over $10,000 for these sailors that are going to get their items and some of the stuff they lost in the fire replaced. So I can't say enough. Thank you again.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Just so you guys know, we were keeping it inside the group, inside the Facebook page. And we hit almost $6,000. Over the first day, and that was before we even anybody publicly shared it on their own personal Facebook pages. And with that extra stretch, I just can't even believe it right now. $10,000 and an extra $10,000 to go to that crew to help those sailors try to go back to some sort of normalcy. I mean, a lot of us are bitching about this coronavirus shit right now, and you know, but we still got to come home, right? We got a house, we got our personal artifacts and stuff, so. The Richard really hit us pretty hard. You know, the ship's motto is I have not yet begun to fight. Those sailors fought for 4 days. And not only those sailors, but really a shout out to all the sailors down in San Diego. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but they just weren't doing that on their own. All those duty sections that were in that area, they came out and helped fight that ship. They had a local San Diego fire department that was out there. It was pretty legit. So again, thank you, bottom of our heart. This group that was brought together for the sake of being a sailor, former, active, retired, and for you know, the love of having a good stick, and just a group of us together raised $10,000 for people that we don't even know. So just pretty amazing, and we really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I just want to address some things, and I mean, I know there was some discussion in the Navy about what groups were going to be legit and stuff like that, but Nick and I have been in contact with the USO, and directly people that we know have talked about this money is going to feed the sailors that are participating in recovery efforts, the ones that are recovering on their own ship, get some of the toiletry items that they're missing, right? A lot of people don't see that they live on the ship, right? So every item they had on there was lost from, you could talk about anything small such as a coin collection, but you can't replace that, to maybe a sailor that had all their personal effects on board. They can't get that stuff back. So there's a lot of red tape that goes through that in the process, but we're trying to get them their stuff and get them some sense of normalcy before they go back to work, you know, and that's important. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, they may not understand it fully, right? You see it on TV, and I think there's a lot of oversaturation in the news and stuff like that, and I think a lot of us believe that. But I'm sitting right next to a dude that was on board USS Miami, and he knows the struggles that it took for the sailors on that boat to kind of regain their life and get their stuff back. And you know, there's been some comments out there about, hey, the Navy's gonna take care of our sailors, and you know, that you don't need to do doing these GoFundMes and stuff. And Brian's here to tell you that's not true.
Right. So first, I want to give a shout out to Josh Williams. He was the acting cop when we had the fire on Miami, and a big instrumental part of us rallying together and getting our ship back. But I mean, you talk about the mental anguish of seeing that, all the tag outs, all the stuff that the maintenance, everything that you've put in that ship, watching it go up in flames. That's your home. And for submariners, that's more our home than anything, because we spend most of our lives on board there, underway, anything else. And to watch it all go burn up is just a traumatic event. And I know to some scale what these sailors are going through. And it rang emotionally with me, and I wanted to make sure that I could do something to help, right? And I think that's the biggest thing when I'm trying to drive home. And Nick and I are some solid guys that we see something wrong and we want to do something to help, right? I know $10,000 isn't going to repair the ship, but it's going to do something for those sailors that don't have anything anymore. And that's what we're trying to drive home here.
Absolutely. And we just want to give a little connect here to talk about for the legitimacy of those of you that gave your hard-earned money to these strangers. So the USO rep, it's a small world this is, you guys. The USO rep that we've been in contact with out in San Diego, her name's Ashley Kamak. And I served briefly with her husband on board the West Virginia. Very briefly as much as he probably doesn't even remember me, and I barely remember him. So it's mutual with that. But the fact is that we're connected with somebody that's also, the crazy thing about this, right, is a large makeup of our group are actually submariners here as we're getting this thing off the ground. And it just so happened the USO rep that got assigned to help us with our thing is a wife of a submariner. Yeah. Right. And it's someone that we know personally. So it's pretty incredible. And so for anyone that may be a little hesitant, or anyone's got to explain to their wife where that $700 went or whatever that you donated, right, we're here to tell you that it's going to a good cause, and it's going to be taken care of, and we're going to be taking care of sailors for that.
And to add on to that, her husband was actually stationed in the shipyard when the Miami caught fire. So he was directly involved in that whole effort to fight the ship, try to recover everything that we possibly could. But so, I mean, it's a small world that we live in, and she exactly knew where we were coming from when we said we wanted to do something to help.
So without that, we'll go ahead and close this segment here. But again, bottom of our hearts, those sailors that don't even know us. Thank you to everybody that took part in that. We are going to end that here in about 3.5 hours at midnight, and then we're going to be coordinating with the USO to make sure that money is delivered to the sailors. So again, thank you guys. So kind of move on here. This next segment here to keep this going is the why, and the why of, or the how, if you will, of why does Sailors and Sticks exist? And it's pretty crazy, right? So me and Brian met each other about 3 years ago now. I was working at Sublant, and Senior Chief Brown was coming up for his Chief Warrant Officer Board. And we just kind of hooked up. I was I'd been around a lot of the boards, and I was we vibed right away, me and him. Anyone that's been able to be in a situation of being able to hang out with me and Brian together, you guys know that I mean, we're brothers, man, and we hit it off right away and whatnot. So
I think it was a Blink-182 thing.
It was a Blink-182 thing, and guys together, guys. Where you guys know we're real big into music and rock music and stuff. My son's name's Travis, actually, after Travis Barker, a little unknown known there. Really, so we and him met up, right, and we started hanging out a lot, having cigars together. We'd go to some events, whether at New Realm. New Realm and Emerson's did a collab together a couple years ago and whatnot. So February 2019, we're sitting exactly where we're sitting right now, here out here on my deck out here in Kempsville. And you know, we had a bottle out, and we had some cigars, and Brian said, you know, this would be real cool if we could, like, make a group with this kind of vibe. And I was just kind of like, what are you talking about? And he was like, you know, a group that sailors, you know, and enjoy cigars, and some sort of, like, social group, right? And we were just like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. So I was like, well, what do you have in mind? And Brian's like, I don't know, just some group, yeah. Right? Some group. And I was like, all right, well, we got to have a name, right? You can't have a group and not have the name of it, right? And we didn't know. We were like, it's got to weigh in on our careers in the Navy, right? And then I had brought up that, you know, for me, I've always called a cigar a stick, as do most of you, or at least you do now if you're part of this group. And I'm a trendsetter here. And so I said, Brian, I said, we got to have stick in the name, right? And Brian goes, well, shit, let's just keep it simple. Yeah. Sailors and Sticks. And we're sitting here, and we're like, yeah, that's pretty cool. It was legit.
We sat on it for a while, too. That was a big thing is we did it, like Nick said, February 2019. We came up with the name. We had a Facebook group. I think probably had like 20 people, maybe, if that. Didn't really do anything. I'll be honest with you, we sat on our ass for a long time. And through all this COVID nonsense, we kind of got re-energized. And I reached out to my tattoo artist, Amy, and she did us a logo. And, I mean, we both fell in love with it immediately. And put the logo out and started generating some heat, so we appreciate you guys supporting us in any way that you possibly can. I mean, we're not making any profit off of this. We're just trying to build some camaraderie between sailors and other groups of people, and just make this a group we can all enjoy and have a good time.
Absolutely. You know, we had no vision at the time. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know where it was going to take us. And then, like Brian said, COVID popped, and everybody got quarantined to their house. And we couldn't do much. But for us smokers, know that a lot of our hobbies didn't change with COVID. You know, frankly, for those of you who've had the opportunity to come to my house before, I have a well-stocked bar in my house and, you know, a good supply of cigars. And, you know, so although the lockdown's kind of affecting my brewery tour hobbies, I'm still able to enjoy a cigar, probably more often than I used to because of COVID, and you know, and a glass of whiskey. And so we started getting traction with it. And like Brian said, we reached out to Amy, and we gave her some very simple rules. It had to be sailor related. I wanted a Sailor Jerry style, as did Brian. As most of you guys that know, we got a couple tattoos, and we wanted that style to be incorporated into what the logo was of our company. So, I say this group. And so Amy just killed it. And that's an understatement to say killed it. I'm blown away at her first shot at it. It was just everything that embodied what we would want to represent. you know, it just really kind of took off from there. We got hooked up with RCB.
Rick Charles, bitch.
And, you know, we got hooked up with him on Instagram. Anyone knows Brian knows that he's quite the influencer on Instagram. To be a non-celebrity, that dude's well-connected, has over 10,000 followers. And him and Rick, just by hashtag cigars, got connected, right?
Yeah, Rick's been our unofficial daddy for a while. Like, Rick, we appreciate you. You've been providing us with lighters, cutters, humidors, cigars. Rick's a rep for Ventura Cigar Company, and he's just been a solid supporter. And there's been no undercutting or anything like that. He just wants to be a part of a group where we all hang out and smoke and stuff. And so he's just been doing a solid after solid. So Rick, just thanks again, man. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely. The problem, right, with our situation is when we finally got off our ass and started doing something with this, COVID happened, and NAV admin after Frag Ord said, if you're in the Navy, you can't do shit.
We got grounded.
And, yep, we got grounded. So we decided, we're like, well, hell, everybody's doing this Zoom thing. I don't even know what the hell a Zoom was. And you're like, well, let's do a social smoke. You know, we had our first one with some of the first core members of our group, and there was 8 of us on that call. We all became certified psycho that day from Ventura Cigar Company, and that really is what just gave us the blood, just pumped us into this to do something with this. And in about less than 3 months, I think, from when we really had that first Zoom call, we're in a situation now that I put an order in for almost 100 ball caps. We've probably had about 80 t-shirts ordered, hoodies. We're working on cigar cutters. We're working on patches. We're working on coins. You name it. We got decals from our brother Matt. And we're just kind of trying to get out there. So this thing is kind of morphed, and we're going to, as we get into some further segments here, we'll kind of explain kind of some of the things that we've decided to do, because this literally like blew up right in front of us, and we just, I guess, underestimated the power of networking within the Navy community.
And just to give you an idea, that first phone call that Nick talks about, we didn't have anything. Like, we were literally wearing the stuff that actual Rick Charles sent us. We had psycho hats, and we were smoking psycho cigars, but there was nothing. Like, we didn't have our own hats, we didn't have shirts, we didn't have anything. And so we were just trying to create a group of people to get together and find a common bond over cigars, and that was just, we see where it went from there.
Absolutely. So again, it's kind of where we're at, where we're going now. We've definitely we've grown kind of our footprint, if you will. We probably sat at less than 50 members in our Facebook group for about a year. And we just broke over 415 members yesterday, last time I checked. You know, so again, thank you. We hadn't started the Instagram page, got over 300 followers on the Instagram page. And it's pretty incredible when you run a public page like that, the amount of people that it touches and influences and shares. And we're going to touch here in a minute on some sponsorships that have come by literally hashtagging different companies and whatnot, and what it's done for the State of the Six family. So again, you know, we started from nothing as far as not having a plan, but we think we like where this is going. We like the vibe, we like the connections, and we're gonna keep moving forward here. So we're gonna move on here to our next segment. To my notes here, we're on segment 5. I think we're gonna have about 10 segments or so. And we're going to start with our bio, so I'll go ahead and kick it over to Brian and just let you all get, those of you that don't know Brian, get you guys a better chance to meet him.
All right. So, my name is Brian Brown, Chief Warrant Officer here at Norfolk, Virginia. I'm the Wepsit Submarine Squadron 6. I'm going to have Nick Church here be doing it with me here in a few months, so that's that. But, yeah, I was born in Durham, North Carolina. Joined the Navy here when I was 17. Now I've been in for 19 years, but I started off, my first duty station was in San Diego. was on USS Bremerton out of there, did some time on her, then went to Hawaii. Was in Hawaii for a few years. Moved to Groton after that. Did time on USS Miami. Did time on USS Dallas, and then USS Virginia out of there too as well. Total time I've been in the Navy, I've had 5 boats under my belt, 8 deployments. I've been around for a while. Learned a lot from Nick. I'll tell you, Nick's been instrumental in my career, like getting that transition from being a senior chief and to being an officer, and kind of learn how to navigate both, you know. And seeing somebody like him do well was definitely instrumental in me making that transition from being enlisted to being commissioned. And so I can't thank him enough as far as that's gone. But now I'm here, and then like I said, we're gonna do the turnover thing, and Nick's gonna be the guy. So I can't think of anybody leaving in better hands to than him.
All right. So, as Brian shared here, he's at Squadron 6. I'm about to go to Squadron 6 and be the weapons officer down there come September. I'm Nick Church, born in Fresno, California. Moved down just south of Fresno to Tulare, California. For those of you not aware of the map of California, that's about 2 hours north of Los Angeles and about 3 hours south of Sacramento, where I'm from. I joined the Navy when I was 21. I tried to do the adult thing, the blue-collar thing. Tried to go to college. I enrolled 3 times, never showed up the first day. I got to a point where I was like, I got to do something with my life, right? And the part when I realized that is I was living up in Modesto, California, and sharing a 1-bedroom apartment with my best friend, David Villa. And I was just like, what am I doing here, man? I'm making $8 an hour at a grocery store. And, it's not the life that I envisioned myself to be at 21 years old. And I had this cat that I was working with that joined the Marine Corps, and he's in debt. And as all y'all know, you start recruiting your buddies into the military, and you can get that E2, right, or that E3. You get that big money pay raise. So the dude started hitting me up, and I was, at the time it was 2003. War's popping off in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I was just like, man, that ain't for me. That's not what I want to do, right? So I went home and kind of thought about it a couple days. And I had some family members that had served in the Navy. I had 2 cousins that served in the Navy in the 90s. And, I was like, the Marine Corps thing's probably not for me, but the Navy seems interesting. So I walk up and end up joining the Navy, and listening in to be SECF or whatever, right? Sonar Tech FT, whatever. End up going that route. I was on the USS West Virginia from 05 to 09 as a sonarman. And try to get off that boat as soon as possible, literally every day. I was a sonar tech that was going 4 knots to nowhere. And beg. And after doing 4 years on the boat, I was able to finally be able to get a split tour in and negotiate with the detailer to go to sea school up in Groton, Connecticut. I was in the first hybrid pipeline of a Virginia sea school class for sonarmen. And while I was going through that, I had some medical issues with my hearing. And long story short, I ended up getting cross-rated to FT. And went ahead and became an FT, or as your torpedoman like to say, female torpedoman. or your daddy, however you want to look at it, fellas. Went ahead and did that. Went ahead and knocked out some VLS schools, and then headed out to the Asheville out in San Diego. December of 09, and I was on that boat till 2012. Literally the best time of my life, and definitely of my Navy career, was on board Asheville. I made some lifelong friends to this day that run the 758, Somos Pocos Pero Locos, and it was amazing. I ended up going from STS-2 to FTC in about 2 years, and really liked the way that the Navy was. My Navy career was going. I served at OPTEV 4. It's a test and evaluation command for literally every weapons electronic systems in the Navy. And while I was there, I was kind of persuaded to go to the dark side, after 4 years of being a chief, I went ahead and accepted the commission, the LDO program, as an ordnance officer. Did some time at Sublant, working some ATO force protection stuff down there. And then my current job is I'm up at the torpedo facility in Yorktown, Virginia. For those of you in the Hampton Roads area, that means that I drive from Virginia Beach through the HRBT every single day, and then on my way home. The longest commute I've ever had was 3 hours, three times, to get home.
Yeah,
it's rough. It's kind of hard, especially out of putting in 10, 11 hour days. But, I really love the impact that you have there. You do get to meet a lot of, really good, solid sailors in the Navy there. And, I just love it. I just love it there. Right now, I'm working on, knocking out my last couple months here. And then, like Brian said, I'll be going to Squadron 6 and relieving him and, getting a little salty on, from what I understand, about 14 submarines in Squadron 6.
Yeah, it's 16, but who's counting?
Who's counting, right? So, yeah. And so for you Groton guys, just so you know, you hear that, they got two squadrons there in Groton with about the same amount of boats. Right. And down here in Norfolk, we do our thing with just one squadron.
Heavy lifting.
I'm a big sports guy, big L.A. sports fan, huge Dodgers fan. If you're a Houston Astros fan, you can go ahead and log off because nobody likes you. But nobody likes a cheater. I'm a huge Lakers fan. Kobe is my Michael Jordan. And anyone that knows me, I'll tell you that Michael Jordan comes second to Kobe. Rest in peace to the Black Mamba. That really hit me hard in January when that happened. And to come to think, I thought that was going to be the worst part of 2020. And then the coronavirus hit us, right? And then everything else has been going on. Real big into music. All genres. I get stuck in that YouTube wormhole, which is what we did tonight, actually. So just so you know, me and Brian have been chilling for about 4 hours tonight, and we just now got to this because we got stuck in the YouTube wormhole with Mike Hairston, educating him, watching Linkin Park videos and everything else in between, guys. So I like body art. As you guys met me and Brian know, like I said, we got a couple tattoos, and that's the thing that we kind of like to do. So anyways, that's us. I know a lot of y'all is that 1 degree of separation on this page. Blew me away the other day when I saw a post of Captain Savinaugh, who was, I believe, a commanding officer for some of the fellows that are in the group. And he was actually the commanding officer of the schoolhouse up in Newport when I went to LDO school. And so here I am, Lieutenant Lower Half, and I've got the 06 sharing a dram and a cigar there on the Sailors and Sticks page. So
yeah, shout out to my boy Gary Stevenson that hit me up right before the podcast. But he just sent me a picture of a guy that knows Nick as well. And they were just shooting the shit over at 40 Thieves there in Connecticut and started talking about Sailors and Sticks. And the guy knew Nick, and I know Gary. Gary and I have been boys for a long time. We made chief and just connected us right through the group. So that's the kind of impact we're doing, and we love that. We love hearing those kind of stories and what you guys are experiencing. So keep coming our way with those.
Yeah, guys, really, really appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and shift this over to a very important segment here, and that's for our sponsors. And yes, I say sponsors. So the guys that had 22 followers on our Instagram page, Facebook page, about 3 months ago, have gotten to a situation where we've got some followers here for our sponsors that are helping this good cause. No particular order. All these people are very important to me and Brian, and are important to the Sailors and Sticks family. The first off is Rick Charles, aka
Rick Charles, bitch.
Rick Charles, bitch. If you have a psycho patch, you better say that every time you see him. All right. Rick is the director of international markets for the Ventura Cigar Company. He's a badass dude. He's a Navy veteran. He's been in the cigar game for a minute. He's very active on our social media platforms. As Brian has mentioned before, a lot of the swag that we're able to raffle off or to give for our giveaways each month, Rick is a big part of that. And we're really grateful of the friendship that we've been able to form with Rick. I encourage you guys to follow Rick on Instagram at @RickCharles606. And if you'd like to, you know, say thank you to him by way of buying some of his cigars from his company, the VenturaCigarCompany.com, you go on there, you get your Psycho Sticks there, and an array of different offerings. It's not just Psycho Sticks. I know we push that Psycho Stick pretty hard, but he's got a lot of other stuff there. So again, at Rick Charles 606, Ventura Cigar Company.
Yeah, the next person we want to thank here is Amy. Amy B Tattoos at Instagram. She's my tattoo artist in Norfolk. So solid work, very traditional style, which I love. And I always let her run with it because she kills every idea that she comes up with. She tattooed my hands, which came out pretty epically, and then has done stuff for me. And we got some ideas saved up that since I'm COVID grounded, I can't do. But her work is amazing. Like I said, she crushed this logo, and Nick and I just gave her an idea, and she just ran with it, right? Like I said, big in the traditional style, so that fits right up our alley. And all we ask is that if you guys are going to go get the Sailors and Sticks logo tattooed on you, if you're local, you let her do it. That's kind of our stipulation with that. I mean, it's her design. She's going to do it better than anybody else. And like you said, if you've seen the work that's on Nick and I, we don't deal with shitty tattoos. So we know what she knows what she's talking about. And just want to say thanks, Amy, for crushing this logo. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Amy. We appreciate you. You just killed this logo. And you want to follow Amy. She's at Amy B Tattoos on Instagram. She tattoos at Independence Tattoo. But look her up on Amy B Tattoos and you'll be able to hook up with her. And you go ahead, and if you're not COVID grounded and you're allowed to go get tattooed, we're all about it. But I'd like to see as many members as possible. Me and Brian have plans on getting it tattooed. We would have liked to be the first ones to do it. Northcom has something else to say about that. Please support Amy if you can. Really appreciate that. Our third sponsor here, Emily Munoz, from Designs by Emily. She's kind of been handling our apparel. Dealing with the apparel stuff is a shit show, to say the least, guys. We thought it was pretty easy when the group was under 100. And I put my first ball cap order in. It was like 18 caps. And, you know, and I hollered at Emily, and she was able to take care of the shirt stuff. And we're like, oh, this is easy. And it's quite challenging with this many people that we have in this group now. Brian and I will share some ideas later that we have to try to streamline that. But Emily Munoz, we appreciate you. But we please ask you give her a follow at Designs by Emily Munoz 757. On Instagram, or just search Emily Munoz, and she does everything. So if there's anything that you can do that's outside of Sailors and Sticks, we request that you go to her. We're really big supporters of small business, local business. We've been big on doing all that, and Emily is one of those people. So thank you.
We want to thank Scallywag Cigars. The big thing is those guys have supported us from the jump, and they also donated on top of what we had for the Bonhomer Shard as well. So anybody who purchased cigars for them, they gave a donation today, in fact, and it was a pretty large one, and we appreciate that. They came over the top with it. They were very instrumental in getting us past that $10,000. So just want to say thank you to them. They have an assortment of sticks, and they're scallywagcigars.com. And then if you want to follow them on Instagram, they're scallywag_cigars. And for us in the group, right, they were one of the first people to reach out to us and give us a code, 15% off if we use the code word shipmate. And I know that saved me some money. That saved probably the rest of you out there some money. So those guys have been solid, and we really appreciate the effort they've gone through for us.
Absolutely. Chris, we appreciate everything over there you're doing at Scallywags. And please, if you're a member of this group, if you would like to broaden your cigar smoking horizons and you tap into Rick Charles for some stuff at the Ventura Cigar Company, we also ask you to reach out to Scallywag Cigars. Again, that's 15% off with the code word shipmate. our next sponsor here is, man, these guys are great. Wish I could smoke with them. Yeah. That's Warfighter Tobacco Company. For anyone that's seen, I don't know, about every third picture in me and Brian's social media account, there's this badass ruck bag looking canvas, tan canvas humidor, right? It's a travel humidor, holds 4 cigars. I actually bought one about 3 years ago now when they first came out, and Brian saw it and he was like, man, I gotta get one. And it's quickly become, you know, part of your sea bag requirement of the Sailors and Sticks family.
Yeah. He's a trendsetter.
Absolutely. And so please reach out to those guys. Those guys have been really awesome too. And they also have provided us a discount code. So if you use the code word Sailors and Sticks at checkout, you can save 15% on any order with Warfighter Tobacco Company. Ask that you follow them at Warfighter Tobacco. And you can order from warfightertobacco.com. But these guys are awesome. And they're a veteran-owned business, as is Scallywags. So please, let's keep this local. Let's keep this in the family, the military family, and consider Warfighter Tobacco Company.
The next sponsor we're going to talk about is Dimmerbox. Also, what Nick said is a C-bag requirement. It's one of those things that you have to have on the trip with you. Also, if you've seen our pages that we've posted this thing, it's literally a big Pelican case with speakers built in it. I originally got one, and my boy Rudy Reyes put me on it, but I got one. And then I bought Nick one just a gift to him. And it's something that we both use on the daily. And you can put all your stuff in it, but it's got 50 hours of battery life. It's waterproof. It's literally, like I said, a Pelican case with speakers built into it. And these guys were generous enough to give us a code as well for the group. So if you want to use it, it saves you 15% off, but it's SNS, and that you can use that as checkout. But it's I would purchase this product full price anytime, and I wouldn't even need a discount to do so.
And actually, we did. We didn't get a discount. Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, so we're kind of hooking y'all up. Again, we just wanted to give a shout out to those of us that have sponsored us early in this. So, all right, so as after we had to pay the bills there, we're going to get into this next segment here that we're going to call Rapid Fire. And so what this is me and Brian going to ask each other each 5 random questions and that we don't know the answer to, or I'm sorry, we don't even know what the question is. Right. We're hearing it for the first time to each other right now. And so I'll let Brian hit me up with that rapid fire first.
All right, so question number 1, what is your favorite meal on board a submarine?
I know Brian's favorite meal is the hamster.
Yeah, I don't like fucking hamsters.
He loves the hamster. Jason Pittman told me he orders them specially in the wardroom when he goes on rides.
They're fucking disgusting.
That's no. So, depends, man. Like, I mean, you can't go wrong with the prime rib and whatnot on Sundays.
Okay.
I'd say that in a close second is a pizza night.
Yeah,
shout out to my man Kevin Calise. That dude used to run shop on the 758 for the pizza house. I'm gonna say a prime rib dinner with a close second is pizza night.
Yeah, Kevin Calise still kills it on Washington too, so he still slays the pizza night.
Who we got, Bad Fish? Yeah. All right, Brian, what's your favorite cigar?
Favorite all time, I'd have to say as far as, like, the memory, I don't have a favorite cigar. It's more the memory who I share it with. Right now, the currently one that I smoke a lot right now is the Leaf by Oscar. That's one of my favorites right now. I've been smoking it. But over time, the experiences I've had, I know it sounds cheesy out there, so just bear with me. But the experiences that I've had with the people has been my favorite cigar. I just remember the moments that I share with those. It's like Taster's Choice or some shit like that.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, Nick, what is your favorite movie and why?
Shit. So first off, I'll go ahead and lay this out for you. I'm not even a huge movie guy. I do
TV show.
I definitely have some good movies that I like. I do like a lot of 80s movies.
Yep.
Big fan of the Rambo series for sure. I can watch, if First Blood comes on, I end up watching it. And, Another one would be the Back. It sounds cheesy, man, but Back to the Future.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3 is awesome. And you know, more of a like a newer movie that I really do like. I think The Town's a shit.
Yeah,
I think
Town's
The Town
good
is awesome movie. So I'm gonna go ahead and say that, you know, that's kind of in no particular order movies I like. All right, Brian. This will be interesting to see how you answer this one, because depends on the day probably. Yeah. But what's your favorite drink, bro?
A free one.
But ain't nothing wrong with a free one.
Yeah, but no, for real, like the Caribbean Cask by Valvini that you put me on. That's probably my favorite. Like that definitely trumps a lot of them, and that's the one I buy right now. I don't know. Nick just knows my taste, and it's like it's a perfect drink for sailors that like, and it's just, it hits different when you drink it, and I can't keep a bottle around my place because it's always gone. So I appreciate you putting me on that. That's one of my favorites.
Absolutely. And just a little quick shout out there. So, you know, if you're not a Scotch drinker, you know, first off, you know, you need to do some homework, but if you're not drinker, this is a great introductory Scotch drink. It's a little pricey, you know, probably run you about $68, depending on where you buy it.
Worth it, though.
But that rum finish that it has with it, it makes a very, very drinkable Scotch, guys. So I highly encourage it. It's a good one.
All right.
All right.
Nick, if you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
Oh, man. Invisible for a day, what would I do? Holy shit, I wasn't expecting a question like this. I think I would want to go into different situations of people in my life, and just to kind of be there without me being there, and just see what kind of
they
think
how
about
they respond.
Me,
yeah,
how they respond. A lot of people pretend to like you, but I got that sixth sense of filling people out, and there's a lot of fake people out there.
Facts.
So
it's a good choice.
I mean, it would help me trim my friends list down if I could be invisible.
Yeah, everybody's been doing that lately.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Good. Yeah.
All right. This is gonna be I know it'd be a hard question for me to answer, so I know it's gonna be hard for Brian. But what's your favorite band?
So I'm pretty sure that anybody knows me. If you found my iPod, you wouldn't be able to guess what race I was. I mean, my shit's everywhere. So, I got two bands that I really enjoy seeing live, and they're not even close to the same spectrum of each other. But one of those is Tool. That's probably my favorite band to go see. And then the other one, which is going to throw everybody off, is Dave Matthews' band. And they're not even like the same genre of music, but like both those bands, I've seen them live and they're incredible, right? Nick and I have bonded over a love of music. And one of the things is like, we'll listen to rap, rock, or anything else, and our playlists are crazy. So I like everything from J. Cole to anything else. But those are probably my two favorite bands ever.
Those are two solid, and you know, and one thing that we do agree with is that you will not find any country music on our iPods.
I like line dancing, though. I can line dance to some shit. So anybody see me at Subball, I'll get down to some Copperhead Road, though.
That's funny.
all right. So, Nick, what is your favorite drink?
Favorite drink. All right. So, I'm a big whiskey guy. I think you guys that know me or have seen my Instagram or whatever. Big bourbon guy for sure. So if we're talking bourbon, I really like anything that comes from Buffalo Trace, which includes E.H. Taylor, Blanton's, right? You know, my favorite go-to of a relatively available, depending on how good you are to hunter, is the Blanton's. Those of you that don't know Blanton's, it's a kind of weird round bottle. It's got a horse on top. And, you know, for $50 a bottle, $60 a bottle, you can't go wrong. Is that for sure? I'm also, you know, I do like beer, but I like trying stuff out. I think my go-to beer flavor is IPA. I don't know. If I was to say I had a favorite IPA, it'd be Stone. Just the Stone Original West Coast IPA is what started all. And that would be it. And then, you know, nothing quenches my thirst much like, you know, a Red Can Budweiser Original.
Yeah, Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy, yeah, yes, sir. All right, Brian, all the submarines you've been on, and you've been all over the world. If you can pick a favorite Liberty port, what would it be?
I think Thailand. I think a lot of people would agree with me. names to be left out of many situations, but I think a lot of people would agree with me. That's a pretty fun spot. As a junior sailor, getting an experience that, it's a good time. I'm just going to leave it at ping pong balls, and we'll move on.
All right. We'll move on to the next question.
Nick, if you had the opportunity to trade life with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Whew. So, I've always thought y'all going to be like, this guy's stupid, right, whatever. But, hey, man, Justin Timberlake's got it going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I think Jessica Justin Biel. Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
I think the dude's just legit.
He's talented.
Outside of NSYNC. Yeah. Once he got rid of that NSYNC trash, and you see him at, like, these celebrity basketball games.
He's funny.
And you see him in interviews.
Yeah, he's funny.
You see him in his movies. Yeah. I think Justin Timberlake would definitely probably make it on that list of a dude that I think would be the guy.
So side story from this, I used to listen to when he bought it. He did his first album. I was on the boat. That was my first boat out of San Diego.
He's bringing Sexy back.
Yeah, and I was listening to Justin Timberlake album solo, like, and then he had like Clips, and yep. Pharrell, and all them, and everybody used to clown me. And then, like, he started dropping albums with Jay-Z, and then all of a sudden he started becoming cool. And then everybody's like, oh, man, Justin Timberlake, he's all right. I was like, y'all some haters.
Yeah.
Haters. That's a good answer, though. Good answer.
All right. So I had a different last question here for Brian.
Yeah.
But I'm going to change it up just because of the question that he just asked. Yep. So those of us that are in the Navy, and specifically my submarine brethren, because that's all I know is submarines, is and specifically for my sonarmen that are out there, you know, we always kind of play a game, you know, the movie game and some other stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like every patrol or deployment I've been on, you play this game of who's the hottest chick, right? And you always try to do that, and it's the celebrities and blah, 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 whatever. But I don't think there's ever been any more controversial, competitive situation around that ever than the debate of who is prettier. Who is more beautiful, Jessica Biel or Jessica Alba?
I'm a Jessica Biel dude.
Jessica Biel.
I
would say the same.
I'm a Jessica Biel guy. I'm sorry if for the Jessica Alba fans, but I'm sorry. It's just a thing. Like, I don't know. It's just it. That's what I like. I'm not hating on anybody else, but that's just my opinion.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Look at that connection.
Yeah, man.
Look at that connection.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that man is pretty lucky.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Last question. What is your favorite TV show? Because you answered the movie one.
Right.
So,
I feel like I can't answer a fucking question. Maybe I've been an officer long enough that I can't give a fucking real answer to anything. Kind of interesting, right? So, forever and a day, Seinfeld was my go-to show.
I think I'm the only black person to watch Seinfeld.
Literally a show about nothing. Yeah. It's a show that you don't have to ever watch a season or an episode, and you can turn on any episode and you can get a good laugh for 25 minutes. However, my brother Mike Gandara turned me on to The Office.
Okay.
And I used to give him shit about it.
Yeah.
I would be like, dude, what's this show? This guy's talking to camera all the time. It's fucking dumb, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I decided to give it a try, and I became hooked. Any opportunity, if you're around me, you know that if you say the wrong word, I'm going to say that's what she said. I just love that show. I would say 1A, 1B, and it depends on the day, is Seinfeld and The Office.
And for you guys out there, that Nick and I obviously are come from different backgrounds, but like the equivalent to Seinfeld for us black people is Martin. It's the same thing. It's literally the same show. It's a show about nothing, what goes on. And if you, I'm telling you, because I watch Seinfeld too. If you watch Martin, you love Seinfeld. Seinfeld's the same show, got the same similar character interactions. It's just different vibes, but they're both great shows.
Awesome. All right, well, that kind of ends our rapid fire there. Hope that was a little fun. We're just kind of, like, again, give us some patience here. I'm looking at the timer here, and if I don't edit this, we're sitting at 49 minutes right now, and we still got a couple segments to go, so I don't know if that's good or bad, but either way, we're going to keep rolling with this. So,
you can listen on the way to work.
Right. So, COVID-19, coronavirus, Chinese virus.
I'm telling you, it's been an impact on us as far as whatever you want to call it, right? It's done a lot of things impacting us, and but it also took a positive thing for the group and helped us get where we are with this, right? I'll be honest with you, if we hadn't got to COVID, I don't think we'd be where we are as far as Sailors and Sticks. We started it a long time ago, like I said, but based on that, we kind of got everything together and were able to move forward with this actual thing. The impact on it has, as far as Sailors, has been a lot. So we've been through policies and stuff like that, of stuff we can and can't do, and stuff we were allowed to accomplish and move forward. But being Sailors and submariners as we are, we've been able to use ingenuity and come up with different ways to get together, like Zoom calls, Skype stuff, even get together in somebody's backyard as long as it's less than 10 people, whatever the case may be. But we've been able to make it work. And like I said, I'm not a big fan of what's going on because it's caused us a lot of less interactions between people. But we've been able to get this group started and do a lot of things based on that. Based on COVID happening, I know a lot of people have picked up new hobbies as well. For me, mainly diving into Sailors and Sticks. I'm also going to school still, so I'm doing that, working on my master's degree, finishing that up. And I've been able to dedicate my life to a lot of other things that I find important. Some people were able to refocus and cut to things that they found that were important in their life and get more involved in those. So that's been a good thing for us. I know Nick's been involved in a lot of extra stuff. If anybody's seen his place, he's like what happens if Travis Barker and Joanna Gaines had a baby. Like, Nick's always building stuff. He does a lot of work around the house. He does build his own fence line, which we're looking at right now. Built his wife a hammock. The guy's very ingenuitive when it comes to doing construction around his house. And like I said, Travis Barker, Joanne Gaines reference isn't a lie. Like, that guy's been able to come through. If you ever seen his bar's solid. Nick's had a lot of hobbies since the COVID stuff, and he's been able to make his house into a home, which, I mean, it was already nice before, but, like, I'm always impressed by what he's doing in his house. So, I don't know, Nick, you want to talk about how COVID's impacted you? You can...
Yeah, so I don't know what the fuck happened. So our boys at Test Step, they talked about you go through these challenges for your first podcast. And I thought we were going to be good. And then I just, like, started choking. And I don't know what the hell happened. So, Brian, I don't even know what the hell Brian said for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, I just filled it.
He was rolling with it, yeah. Whatever. Good thing we wrote notes down. But, yeah, for the COVID, it's been interesting. It's been different. You know, I, as Brian was touching on, got involved in a lot of the remodeling stuff around the house and stuff. A lot of YouTube wormholes and whatnot. But, you know, the benefit is being able to hang out with my kids. Usually they're in school a lot and stuff. And then my son's a travel baseball player. And, you know, that's kind of shut down right now and stuff. So, although we do miss that, I think just being able to connect with my kids and stuff has been really, really awesome thing for COVID.
I got to say thanks to that, too, just to add on to that, being able to hang out with my future wife-to-be, Megan. Been able to connect a lot of time with her, and that's been a great thing about this is that we got to spend a lot of time together that we've probably been afforded to and got to know each other better. And knowing that we won't hate each other's guts when we live together. So that's been good.
That's a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, and then really the COVID, I think the cool thing about COVID too, to close that out, that actually there's nothing cool about COVID. I'm sorry for saying that. but I think it's made us as people kind of connect more.
right.
And whatnot. So I think that I found out pretty quickly who my good friends are and whatnot during this process. I really hope that we're getting towards the end of COVID, but it doesn't look like it. You know, shout out to people. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think the best thing that happened to us for COVID was Sailors and Sticks.
Right.
I think that was a huge benefit. So, all right. So, we're going to go ahead and move on here. Man, we got a special shout out. And this guy is amazing. You know, he's he joined our group, and to be honest with you, I don't even know how the hell he found us. I don't even know who he knows in our group that knows me. He's our little brother. Our little brother in the Coast Guard. The Puddle Jumping Pirates. And we love him. But Jim McMurray.
Yeah.
Damn, this guy, first off, this dude rivals me and Brian for the best setup photos on social media now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's got a cool setup. He's got, I think I heard he's got 2,500 bottles of bourbon in his house. I need to figure out how to get to California and check that out, right? But let me tell you why this guy's cool and why this guy has become such an important figure for Sailors and Sticks. This man by himself donated over $1,200 to our GoFundMe for the USS Richard.
Yeah, and it was like immediately, too.
Immediately. He was actually our first donor.
And it was $1,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. This guy is crazy. And to be honest with you, from what I understand, we weren't the only organization or group that he was giving money to for this cause. There's a lot of other things that he's done. I know there was a situation with the Coast Guard a couple of years ago that I heard that he and his company had provided $10,000 to. This guy is a sailor. I don't care what uniform you wear or what you do. Jim, you're the man, dude. All right, guys. So, again, we're learning how to podcast during our first podcast here. And we just apparently went over the 1 hour mark, which is kind of crazy. I didn't think we were going to talk for this long.
But, we got too much longer, so.
Yeah, we're almost there to the end here, so we're going to do some editing. We may even edit this out. You may not even hear this part. But we got one more segment here. We got a couple more segments here. But one that is, you know, a little fun, a little light, is the Joe Ingro segment. And truth be told, we had about a two-minute Joe Ingro segment, and we realized that we weren't even recording. So, Joe, this one might not be as good as the first one, but Joe Ingro, if you are on our Facebook page and you make a comment, he's going to like it, and he's going to comment six times on it.
He probably loves just hearing his name right here on this podcast.
He loves his name on this podcast right now. He's like, yeah, I'm on it. So, anyway, so Joe Ingro is that 1 degree of separation right with everybody. I knew Joe as a FT1 Ingro, all 5'3". Chest bowed out, talking about P10 and push-ups all the time. This is a long time ago, man. 04, 05, something like that. And, you know, and just come to find out later on in my Navy career how close I was, you know, 1 degree of many people that knew Joe Ingro. Brian Brown and my buddy Nate Holmes, to name just two guys that I know were affiliated with him. You know, Joe, I actually did a test on USS Pittsburgh. You know, a few years back, and I was told that Joe was actually the FTC on that boat, but I never actually saw him. So, not quite sure what he was doing. Not FTCing it up. Maybe he was MWRing it up or something. I'm not quite sure. But anyways, just trying to, like, to pull your chain a little bit. Joe, you're a good sport, good dude. If you go onto our Facebook page, we go into our admin functions, and we click on top contributors. Joe is number one, and it's not even close, guys. This dude's, like, made, like, 7 posts, but he's got, like, 130 comments.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. So, if you make a post, Joe's going to like it, and he's going to comment on it. He may comment to his own comment, but it's going to be on there. And then, if we make a post that we're selling anything, I could sell grass that is dead in a bag and put a Sailors and Sticks logo on it. He's going to put it on Brian's tab and tell us to ship it. This is what he is. But anyways, Joe, we love you. You keep our page hot and fresh. You really are a good dude, good heart. And, you know, I know Brian's probably got a little bit more to go with Joe than I do, but we just want to make sure we shout out to our number one contributor.
Yeah, Joe's been a buddy of mine for a long time, and he never keeps it he always keeps it entertaining. And one of my favorite Joe Ingro stories is when he was an ESPN article. And
ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN article. And he liked to tell everyone that he was in it. And it was a dope article, don't get me wrong, but there wasn't anybody on base that didn't know he was in this article and that he had his own one. What I also like to remind people is that he played basketball against Kobe Bryant and got his ass whooped over and over again.
The Black Mamba.
I also like to tell Joe that Joe's one of my favorite people in the Navy, man. Solid dude. He'll give you the shirt off his back for real. And catch French fries while he's rolling over in the grass and catching them right in the actual fry basket. Wow. Joe, let me be the guest speaker at his retirement. And Joe, I just want to say we appreciate you, man. You've always been a solid contributor in my life, period. And you've been a solid contributor to this group. So thanks again, man.
Absolutely, Joe. There's your 3.5 minutes of fame. All right, so we move on here. We've got two segments left, guys. I know we've maybe a little windy. If you made it this far, fuck it. We could record for 3 hours. You probably listen to us. If you haven't made this far, then who cares? You're not listening anymore, so it doesn't even matter. But anyway, so futures of Sailors and Sticks. So, guys, this thing got kind of crazy. And to you guys, it may or may not seem as big as what it is to me and Brian, but you know, with over 400 followers on our Facebook page and trying to keep up with the demand of swag is a part-time job, to say the least. I make no exaggeration when I say that most days I probably spend 1 to 3 hours a night just trying to keep up with everything. I make an effort, as is Brian, to make sure that we're liking all you guys' posts and keeping them live and keeping that family atmosphere that we have on our page, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever. But we've quickly realized that we've kind of outgrown the capabilities of two ordnance officers.
Yeah, especially ones that have jobs.
Yeah, right. We got to go to work still, right? And we're not Kim Kardashian. We're not getting paid to post on Facebook, right? So, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, we have actually filed for LLC and trademark for Sailors and Sticks, and then specifically for the logo that Amy created.
The big thing we're trying to do with this is, like, I think we've created more of a family here and that people want to be a part of it. And what we don't want to do is have people come in and take the idea from us and put it somewhere else, you know. I think we got a good base of people, what we're trying to do. And it's not fair to anybody else that supported us. And to be honest with you, with Nick and I, to put a lot of effort into getting this started, to have anybody just come and snatch it from underneath us. So I think that's the big thing, is making an actual corporation and trademarking the stuff. That's not going to change anything as far as the way we interact with you. Like, we're not going to do any of that, but it's just trying to protect what we're trying to build here.
It's the other part of it, guys, is it's a huge challenge maintaining, honestly, the swag. And again, Amy, like, that logo that she made has kind of become the Sailors and Sticks kind of thing. And I think we're adding anywhere from 5 to 10 new members a day. And everyone that you're new to it, and some of you guys maybe listen to this podcast right now and you've been on this page for a week and you want a hat or you want a shirt or whatever, me and Brian can't maintain that right now. We're already probably in the hole combined about $1,000 just trying to do what we've been doing now, and that's to include selling hats and shirts and stuff at cost. This stuff isn't in some warehouse. It's not in my closet. It's no there. It's basically MWR pre-sale shit is what we're doing, right? And we try to get a pre-sale together, and it never fails that I'll post a pre-sale. I have it up for a week. I get my orders in. I put my order in. And then, like, 3 minutes later, some dude messages me and wants a hat. And I'm like, shit, I just put the order in, right? So we want to be able to have the support system, the infrastructure, to be able to support all the Sailors and Sticks family 24/7. And we felt like keeping this group what it is, but when it comes to the swag, if you will, as the cool kids like to call it, whether it's cigar cutters, which we're working on, patches we're working on, coins we're working on, we've got hoodies, tank tops, female shirts, male shirts, two different styles of hat, well, three if you count the flex fit, three different styles of hats, four styles of hats if you have one of the lucky limited edition 18 quantity run of one of our first hats that we had. We want to make it more available to everybody, but we also want to make it easier. And we felt like turning things over into a company that me and Brian are both 50% partners in, is that it's going to provide us the infrastructure to set up a website, to work with the different companies that we're already working with, to be able to get this stuff in your hands a lot faster than what we're able to do right now. So that's kind of what we're doing. Just going to kind of break down some of the things, right? So the Facebook room, we kind of call that the smoke pit, right? That's where you just go and shoot the shit and with your buddies. And we don't want to change that at all. To be clear, our smoke pit room, the Facebook page, is for sailors that smoke cigars. So we ask that when you invite some of your friends, that you're being cautious who you add, and that it's a sailor, active, retired, or veteran, Coast Guard or Navy, and that they smoke cigars, or at least have an interest in smoking cigars. You ain't got to smoke every day, but if you have an interest in smoking cigars, you've seen the dude smoke a cigar before on a golf course,
right,
for some Chief Select shit, yeah, and he's in the Navy, add him to our page. But other than that, if they don't meet those two wickets, we request that you direct them to our Instagram page, which is just a public page that they can follow. That's at Sailors and Sticks. We're actually working on a Twitter page. Our Twitter page will be live this weekend. For those of you that use Twitter, we plan on linking those up together so we can kind of run that. We also have Gmail, sailorsandsticks@gmail.com. If anyone wants to reach out with us with some ideas, or collaborations, sponsorships, supports, whatever you think you want to do to help with this family that we've got here, we ask that you reach out to us via the Gmail, because that ensures that me and Brian both see it, and we can get ahead on it.
The big thing is we're trying to make this group different, right? We've seen a bunch of groups on Facebook that have a lot of sailors in them, and then all of a sudden it turns into a bunch of people who are just posting memes or like trying to sell motorcycles or trucks and whatever the case is. Like, this is not what this group's about, right? It's we're about bringing people together over camaraderie, over drinks, cigars, that kind of stuff. And so, if your vibe is not with that, then this is not the page for you. I'll be honest with you. It's like we're trying to keep it together for all of us, and we think it's a good thing that we got going here. But we want to keep that sailor, close knit vibe, the thing that bonds us all together. And then we can move forward as a group. But I'll be honest with you, is like, you guys have impressed us for the far as interaction, how much you're involved in it. We appreciate it, and it means the world to both me, Nick, and I. We can't thank you enough.
Absolutely. Again, this is all should be transparent to you guys. It's just something that me and Brian are working on the side to be able to provide a better overall product to you all, is by formally doing it. And to kind of touch on the trademark and LLC thing or whatever, dude, if you guys hear about identity theft and all other kind of stuff, there's people every minute of every day looking to rip the idea off of somebody else. And it's not that me and Brian are concerned that some cat could duplicate our page and do that, because it's not ever going to have the vibe that we have. I'm not concerned of competition, any of that kind of stuff. What we are concerned of is that protecting what we have and what we've done, and the vibe and the atmosphere that we have. And the only way we can do that is by, you know, working with the federal government to go ahead and copyright and to make this thing there. So, again, we just want to be fully transparent with you guys. I know you guys have seen a lot on the page where we post about not making profit and stuff like that. For the foreseeable future, it is still going to be that way. We could be 6 months or a year out from getting to where we need to be with a website and working with distributors and getting an inventory and then whatever else could happen from there. I mean, you have the ability that we would be able to have of becoming a small business is that we would be able to host events. We would be able to do all that kind of stuff, coordinate with other people. We're real big supporters of Mike Stacks and the Bold Mariner crew there in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, and other business Bark there. They got a barbecue there. Both those people, big supporters of them. So we can link these events together and have a huge event together. But all we're trying to do is trying to get you to understand that Nick and I aren't jumping into coins of money like DuckTales. Like, we're not making any money off this. And we're just trying to find this group because we feel like it's better for everyone, that it's important that we get together and talk over our love for cigars and drinks, and it gives you a place to go to even just vent, you know. That's where we find the importance of this. But we just want to make sure, like Nick said, that we're transparent with you what we're trying to do. And a lot of people have put effort in this, and like a lot of other people that are just not Nick and I, but we don't want somebody to snatch the rug from underneath us and just take the idea and kind of run with it, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, this isn't a Nick and Brian thing. Yeah. That where Settlers and Sticks is at. We've had a lot of support from a lot of you out there, but we're trying to protect the atmosphere and the vibe of what Settlers and Sticks has become. And the only way we can do that is kind of, you know, kind of sectoring off into, you know, a way that we can be protected if someone tries to steal our intellectual property, is all. So if you have any questions on that, you can hit us up. But again, guys, it's going to be transparent to you guys. All it's going to be is 6 months from now, y'all can click on a website and use PayPal and order a hat and hopefully get it in 2 to 3 days, not wait for a pre-sale every 3 months. Right. So that's all we're trying to do is put our product into people's hands a lot faster. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close this first episode. To be honest with you, I'm nervous about the response we're going to get. We were kind of all over the place. We have a structure. We're sitting here looking at notepads and we made notes, and we probably did homework for about 2-3 hours, bouncing ideas off each other.
Yeah, we had dink study
for real. We had dink study for sure. Trying to figure out what we're going to do. As this gets better and, we figure out what we're doing, we'll try to condense this better time block, and structured. But the vision is moving forward. On most occasions that we would like to have a guest on our podcast. And that's going to largely be members of our crew. You know, Rick Charles is one that we're eager to get on for one of our next guests. We got to coordinate with him. I would love to hear some Joe Ingro stories from Joe Ingro himself. Hell yeah. So he would probably end up being one. Jim's another guy that's on there that I'd like to get on this podcast. And then we would like to collaborate with some of the other groups out there. Our brothers at Test Depth, we've talked a couple times already with those guys about a way that we can coordinate and collaborate with them. So, again, I want you guys to stay safe out there with this COVID stuff. If you're in the Navy, please be safe in what you're doing. Don't take a risk or impact to your unit by making a mistake that is not for the betterment of your command. Hopefully we get through this shit and we can get back to some sort of normalcy.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys supporting us. The fundraiser was huge. I don't mean to keep harping on that, but I mean, it's something bigger than we could ever imagine it to grow to. And Nick and I know that's not because of what we did. It's because of you guys that were pushing us to help us out. And that's part of what this family's about, is getting those people together and finding that common ground. And we all want to take care of sailors, and that's a huge. And we appreciate you guys stepping forward to do that.
Absolutely. And with that, we're going to close this out. I'm looking at the clock here, and this thing's going to end up being about 80 minutes long. We're going to go to some editing. We may actually even just cut out some segments if we have to, and maybe add them to a future episode. But that being said, we appreciate y'all listening. If y'all made it this far, it's awesome. You guys are family. And live from Virginia Beach, Brian and Nick, Sailing Sticks, we out.